So I'm joined with former Hereford United striker, Steve Chalky-White. So firstly, Steve, thanks for your time. We go back to the summer of 1994. What made you decide to leave Swindon and join Greg Downes at Edgar Street?
Well, I had been having talks with Peter Shilton at Plymouth Argyle and was all set to go down there and almost agreed terms. And Hereford came in at the last minute and offered me a contract to go there for 2 years and sat down with Greg Downes and duly signed a 2-year contract.
So you had a great start to your career. One of your first games was scoring the winning goal to knock West Brom out of the Coca-Cola Cup. Do you remember much about that 1-0 win down at the Hawthorns?
I remember it was one of my better goals. I think I ran the ball some distance from the halfway line and came onto my right foot and curled it into the opposite corner, as I remember. But yeah, that was certainly one of the better ones.
So Greg Downes soon departed as manager, and then John Layton took over as caretaker. Did that change affect the squad quite a big way?
Yeah, well, he'd signed a number of players, Greg Downes, and Nicky Cross, and Wilkins, Keith Downing, Dean Smith. And it obviously had a bit of an upsetting effect when we lost the manager, of course, in a transitional period with John Layton. And we had to adjust accordingly.
So John Layton then departs the following summer, and then Graham Turner took over. What was it like working with Graham Turner?
Yeah, he was very very strict. Didn't get too close to people, individuals, treated us all as equals, but everybody respected him in the dressing room. And of course, that season we went on to get into the semi-finals, as I remember, of the playoffs. And just failed at the final hurdle there.
We also had a good FA Cup run. We played Tottenham in the third round. Do you remember much about the original game at Edgar Street and the replay at White Hart Lane?
Yeah, I think that was 1-1, wasn't it, Max?
Yes.
At Edgar Street. Were we leading? I think we were leading in the equalisers. Correct me if I'm wrong, I remember Gary Mabbutt, Sol Campbell playing, and it was a heck of a game. And almost you know, took them to the brink. But of course, getting the replay at Tottenham was a huge financial input for the football club. And at that time, they were losing a lot of money. And I think figures of £500,000 from gate receipts were mentioned at the time. So that helped the club.
It also helped the club as well, because in the league, you went on a fantastic run. You scored quite a few goals. We got to the playoffs against Darlington. How demoralising was it after that fantastic run to get beat by Darlington? I think they beat us twice in the league and then twice in the playoffs as well.
Yeah. Look, thinking back, I mean, it's goodness me, it's 20-odd years, isn't it? Thinking back, I remember, as you just said, Darlington beat us 3 times. They were a better side than us, more powerful, and, you know, duly deserved to win through to the playoff final. But we had a fantastic season that year, and I was fortunate to score 30-plus goals that season. The only time in my career that I got that amount of goals. But, yeah, it was a great season, and, you know, some treasured memories to look back on there.
So what were the reasons behind your departure to Cardiff City that summer?
Probably I would have to say old age. I was a pensioner that age. I was 37, 38, and you know, I had my best days, there's no doubt about that, but that was the end of my contract there, and obviously you know, I went to pastures new, but you know, I've got great affection for the football club and wonderful little ground there in Edgar Street, and I know they're doing well at the moment under Peter Beadle and pulling lots of big crowds back in.
And obviously you're retired from football now. What do you do now in 2015?
Well, not a huge amount, but a couple of little building developments that I've been involved in over the last few years, and yeah, managing to pay the bills and stay fairly fit and healthy.